This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am just going to posit here as we get going that anytime a key economic indicator comes framed as that's the lowest it's been since the Great Depression, you are losing out the gate. And that is where we find ourselves with the American labor pool, otherwise known in the news stories of the past day or so as the results of the 2020 census. Our population growth is slowing. You've heard the number, just 7.4% growth over the past decade, the lowest since the aforementioned Depression. And that's just bad economically. Fewer young people and people in their prime working years, fewer working age immigrants, all trying to support more baby boomer and eventually, yes, millennial retirees. These are, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports to get us going, just some of the headwinds of our economic future.
Beneath the slow population growth numbers is this showstopper.
For the first time in U.S. history, the working age population is actually shrinking.
That's labor economist Gad Levinon at the Conference Board. He says it's especially tough in the Northeast and Midwest. So companies there will take their jobs and their factories and leave.
The center of the population is shifting to the South Atlantic and to the West. So in terms of like where do you position your plants is moving in those directions as well.
Meantime, baby boomers are retiring and living longer, straining government budgets. And it doesn't help that the birth rate has fallen to 1.7 births per woman. Independent economist Diane Lim says would-be parents fret about the cost of childcare and college.
Those two burdens, they loom large in Americans' decisions to have children because it takes a lot of money to raise a child to be able to afford to move into a school district that is a high-quality school district.
There are winners in a slow-growing America, notably young women having those fewer children. Olivia Mitchell directs the Pension Research Council at the Wharton Business School.
They will be able to invest in their education and skills and earn higher wages over a longer working life.
How to respond to the change in demography? For government, Mitchell says the answers include more immigrant workers and raising the retirement age, both politically dicey. Businesses are filling worker shortages with remote workers and with machines. And some are adapting to the reality of older employees.
In fact, in Germany, there are BMW plants that have already been completely reconstructed and reconfigured so that older employees can remain on the job with more robotic assists.
That's what you need to do to grow and stay competitive when your population is aging and barely growing. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.